6:15 here on the Gil Aaron Keck with you this afternoon. We are live and local with local news and local music. Special hour this hour because we got the Pinkerton Raid here in the studio, three-fifths thereof at least. We've got Tony Sally, Jesse James DeCanto, and John DePew here in the studio. They're on tour. They're coming back to Carrboro on Saturday to play at the Cat's Cradle. Their new album is Where the Wildest Spirits Fly. On which is Jefferson Davis Highway, the song you just heard. Guys, that was terrific. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us about, let's start with the album, because this is a really terrific album, and it's a great music, but it also has a really powerful message, especially this year, right?
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, I hope so. I hope people find some power in it, some hope, some peace. It's a collection of songs, I think, that really started off as being landscape songs. It's all about places, different places. Mm-hmm. But then as I was writing, I think inevitably any songwriter sort of gets to thinking about, well, what do these places mean? I can describe them, but what's going on beneath the surface? And I realized somewhere along the line, once, I had the batch of these songs that became this album, I realized I wanted an album about human connection and togetherness, and we try to capture that in the recordings with a whole group of people singing together, mm-hmm. The whole band plus some extra singers too. A lot of my vision, I think our vision for the album came from we are all involved in leading sing-alongs at Full Steam Brewery and nice. Some other venues, and it's all classic stuff. We do old church hymns, but also, you know, Bill Withers and Sam Cooke and a lot of Beatles stuff, Dylan, Woody Guthrie. It's stuff that people have sung along with in their lives, mm-hmm. and I think that we just got to thinking a lot about what makes a song like this. How does a song survive through the decades and people still want to sing it, you know, 50 years after?
What did you conclude on that? It's a good thing for any songwriter to
know.
Yeah,
it's a tough question. I mean, I think singability is really important. You know, it's got to be a catchy melody. With the diversity of music, where we're at right now in the music industry, melody's not necessarily something that is prized in what is what you might hear on the radio, but certainly in the different places people listen on Spotify or Pandora or wherever. I think a lot of artists really are focused on innovating sound today, mm-hmm. and making a sound that nobody's really heard of or heard before, and that was like a really low priority, I think, for us. I think figuring out how do we write catchy melodies and present them in a way that people might want to sing along, and it doesn't just happen. We have to try in the way we present our live shows to make it happen, and it doesn't always, but, you know, you give it your best shot.
Yeah. Is that kind of the philosophy behind this album, or is it, like, your philosophy as a band in general?
Ooh, yeah. These three people haven't been this band really beyond this album.
Okay, okay.
We have, these guys have been playing with me past music that we had, but the Pinkerton Raid's been around since about 2010. We've had a lot of different turnover. So I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, John, everyone's looking at you.
Yeah. I mean, I started about 2 years ago with y'all. So this is just before the previous album was released. And I think, working on this specific album, and this connects with your point about human connectedness too, is that it felt, even though Jesse had written the songs, it felt like we were sort of involved with actually creating this thing. Mm-hmm. And I think personally come to music like that. Like, I'm less interested in trying to do something crazy or new.
Yeah.
But I really just want to play something good and that people will connect with.
Yeah. Tony?
I think it helped a lot also that we have been playing many of these songs for the last year at various different venues, sometimes at the sing-alongs at Full Steam, sometimes at other shows that we did. So we were really able to sort of hone the songs and figure out what resonated with people. And I've really just enjoyed being a part of that process.
Yeah, these are really good songs. I mean, like you said, they're memorable. They're sing-alongable. But they're new, so like to get people to sing along with a song that's new has got to be difficult. Are you able to get them to do that? Like you go to Full Steam and you do a sing along. It's like we're playing something new, but like follow with us. Does it work?
They try for a verse or
it
chorus.
Depends on all
right,
song.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people need friends in the
yes,
effort. You
yes.
know what I mean? So if somebody or a few people like really latch onto it, then it'll work. But you do have to teach. You do have to teach it to them, and so we have only tried to do one original song in the sing-alongs, and make sure that people are really comfortable with that one. And it's, I don't know how long ago we introduced it, between 6 months and a year probably, and we haven't gotten brave enough to try again yet. But on Saturday at the Cat's Cradle, we're actually printing lyric sheets for this new album,
nice.
And we're gonna have it there. And we also have some sort of plants in the crowd who are familiar with the songs.
This is so not information that you're supposed to drop. This is supposed to be like, oh, that guy knows everything.
We're just transparent, you know. Like, we're not trying to fool anybody.
Yeah. And we got the Pinkerton Raid in the studio. Jesse James DeCanto, John DePew, Tony Sally. PinkertonRaid.com is their website. Their new album is Where the Wildest Spirits Fly. Let's hear another track off of it. I don't know the music lingo. Is it tracks if you're playing them live? Or
sure.
Let's hear another
I
song
so.
Off of it.
Yeah,
whatever. What are we going to hear?
We'll play Thin Places. This is the song where the album title comes from. So you'll hear that Where the Wildest Spirits Fly in the chorus when we get there.
Awesome. Here we go.
Air is thick with death, my friends, a fire from below. It started green, but it turned to red, ripe and rotten from long ago. We burn it long to fuel our lives, though the smoke it fills our lungs. The air is thin, it's too thin to breathe. Can we put that fire out? Meet me in the thin places where the air and the fire collide. Meet me in the thin places where the wildest spirits fly. The wildest spirits fly. Skin, it's dark like armor. No sticks or stones can break. But your body language bears the scars of the punches you did take. Your skin, it's thin beneath the calloused. Callous thoughts can wound. I need to bear my own thin skin to feel like. Feel like you do. Meet me in the thin places where the skin and the fire collide. Meet me in the thin places where the wildest spirits fly. Meet me in the thin places where the skin and the fire collide. Meet me in the thin places where the wildest spirits fly. Wildest spirits fly. The water's thick with oil and blood. The soil, the native land. It's people drinking, choking, drowning on this rock. Today they stand. The water's thin, the poison spreads to poison every drop. Water makes us, water makes us. Can we turn that poison off? Meet me in the thin places where the water and the fire collide. Meet me in the thin places
Why do spirits fly? Meet me in the thin places where the water and the fire collide. Meet me in the thin places where the wild spirits fly.
Places. That's Pinkerton Raid. We are going to be back with the band after this at 6:25.